Flying Dragons. Now, what were they?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the authority and accuracy of the Bible.
Well, did flying dragons ever exist? You know, we see them in movies, though they may be a bit fanciful. I believe people have seen such flying creatures, probably flying reptiles like pterodactyls. In the 5th century before Christ, Herodotus, the famous historian, wrote about the winged serpents of Arabia. Their descriptions actually fit what we know about pterodactyls. And then there are even people living today in the jungles of southern Africa who say they've seen flying reptiles. They call them congamato. Also, the book of Isaiah talks about flying serpents that lived with people. Now, evolutionists, of course, insist that the flying reptiles became extinct with the dinosaurs millions of years ago. But the Bible and old history books give evidence that such creatures lived with people not so long ago. You know, it certainly wouldn't surprise us if such a flying reptile were still alive somewhere on the earth today. After all, the Bible says that God created all the land animals on days 5 and 6 of the creation week, with Adam created on day 6.
Are you aware that the Bible actually has much to say about dinosaurs? That's one of the intriguing themes in Ken Ham's 50-minute DVD on dinosaurs in the Bible. A copy is yours when you call and make a donation of any size. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to our website of answersoffer.org.